Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Schweitzer's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy is a new friend. She's practiced law for a number of years, and now she is an international consultant and etiquette and international business behavioral expert, a protocol expert. She is the co-author of Access to Asia. It's a multicultural guide that if you do business in the Pacific Rim, you got to have this book. And if you want to know anything about international ethics and etiquette, you got to have the book. She's our new friend, Sharon Schweitzer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here this morning.
Good to have you here. She's the founder and the president of Protocol and Etiquette Worldwide. Sharon, my audience knows for a long, long time I've been talking to them about a couple of things, which are connected, but they're justified in having different conversations about them. One is just the way people, the etiquette issue, how you treat people, you know, as you connect with them and talk to them and present things to them, et cetera, in other parts of the country. And then once you start doing business with them, the other thing is understanding the difference in what you think is ethical and what they think is ethical. Let's take the etiquette thing first. What do you think?
That sounds like a good plan, because before you get into how they do business, first they have to agree to do business with you. And a lot of times they'll rule that out when they first meet you if they don't like how you behave.
Wait a minute, Sharon. Hi, Sharon. I'm Jim Blasingame. How do you like me so far? I'm from America. Let's do business, just like I do when I walk up to somebody in America and say, let's do business. It doesn't work that way in China or Japan, does it?
No, it doesn't work quite that way. It
works in America, but it doesn't work over there.
No, it does not work that way over there. It takes a little longer to develop a relationship and to build some trust. That's right.
Well, how do you do that? Don't we first need to slow down and say, okay, I'm an American. Yeah, I'm pretty special, but that doesn't play all that well over there.
No, it doesn't play that well over there. I'd say the first thing that we need to think about is it's important to think in terms of we instead of me. Our societies in the U.S., and I'm going to include the U.K. and Canada here, we tend to think of ourselves individually. We're individually
Westerners.
Responsible. But, yes, we're Westerners, and we think of ourselves as being individually responsible for making decisions. So we tend to use the word I and me in most of our business conversations.
Mm-hmm.
However, and you're pointing, I know your listeners are going to want to know this, in more group-oriented cultures like China, Japan, Korea, the Philippines, Singapore, and Taiwan, group consensus prevails, and it's considered far more appropriate to speak in terms of we and us. So when you're at the negotiating table and you're trying to expand into these international business markets and you're meeting these folks for the first time, you have to go to the exact opposite end of what we would do here in the U.S. or in Canada. We have to avoid appearing overly confident. We have to avoid using me and mine as we present our company's credentials.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we have to be inclusive and use terms like we and us and our team when we're referencing our company.
Hmm.
Because the Asians, the Chinese, and the Koreans, they are going to focus. They're going to listen very
carefully. Those are little tripwires that they're is there anything to the fact that since we are Westerners, they're hypersensitive to the way we behave, or is it just, or would they be that way with anyone?
No, they're that way. They're that way with everyone. What they're trying to do, and a lot of people will come back to me and say, what happened? We were making our way up the ladder. They were being what we call vetted.
Right.
They made it through the first group. Then they're up to the second group, the third group, and they're making their way up with the progress. You know, as you mentioned in your book, it's the age of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making it up, and all of a sudden, boom, everything stops, and they don't know what happened. Well, what happened is they're making their way up the chain, and all of a sudden, somebody says, wait a minute. They're not consensus-seeking. They're not mm-hmm. team-focused. They're too mm-hmm. individualistic, and they're not going to commit to doing business.
Because they don't see transactions. They see relationships, right?
That's right, and they're focused on making sure, hey, this U.S. group is committed to doing business for the long term. If mm-hmm. this U.S. group is looking at, hey, we just want this deal. Want the deal, we're out.
Right.
That's it.
Well, we're happy with it, because in the West, we like relationships, too, but we also have a lot of one-off transactions. And we don't get all worked up about it if it doesn't last. You know, as long as the deal we just made was okay, if we don't do business again, then we'll get over it.
That's right. Now, take a look at what just happened, Facebook, just mm-hmm. over in China. Now, in China, there is no Twitter and there is no Facebook. So, you know how long it's going to take? It's going to take years before they accept Facebook over there. However,
because it's so narcissistic, you mean?
Well, no, because of the government regulations in China.
You mean in addition to being narcissistic, right?
Well, yes, in addition to that. In addition to that. But, you know, there we have Mark Zuckerberg over there, who slowly knows this is going to take a long time, a long-term relationship. It could take 10 years.
But would it even look like Facebook once he makes it look like Asia?
Well, once the agreement is reached, who knows what it's going to look like?
That's
it may
right.
look completely different, because guess what? They're going to make a decision as to how mm-hmm. what is going to be allowed and what the regulations are. But that's an example of very long-term negotiations. That could be
an interesting little project to watch, right? Zuckerberg in Asia.
Yes. Long,
yeah.
long term.
Yeah.
Long term.
And folks, we haven't even gotten into how do you present a business card, or how to make eye contact, or when to bow and when not to bow. We haven't even got into any of that. It's a complicated thing. There are all kinds of little tripwires out there, aren't there, Sharon? Quickly.
Well, there are, but you know what? That's the goal of Access to Asia, is to let people know this is what's mm-hmm. out there. This mm-hmm. is how we can, you know, avoid these things, avoid these faux pas.
I want to talk about some ethics when we come back after these messages, and wrap all of what we just talked about into actually executing with ethics. Ethics that gets the job done, folks, not your ethics. You may not get to practice exactly the way you think it should be. Access to Asia. Sharon Switzer and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.